This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh, that was an abrupt ending to the song. CliffCentral.com. I'm Mabale Moloem.
I'm Timmy Baraki.
And welcome to it. Listen, Dumi.
Ye.
There have been messages of a disgruntlement,
yes.
If there is such a word.
Yes.
That you have not been here for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And that last week, in fact, neither one of us was here,
Ish.
Which was a bit of a problem with people saying, no, it's not right, it's not fair. The people demand that Dumi Moraike and Mabale be here.
Yes.
So it's good to have you back.
Affirmation is good, man. We must say that they appreciate us, isn't it? As women, we always need some kind of affirmation.
Yeah.
We want you to show us you love us. We
yes.
want you to miss us.
Yes.
We just want to feel needed.
And loved.
And
wanted.
OMG. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you to every single one of you who complained about our absence. OMG, we feel so special.
And we're like, so sorry.
Yeah, but we like have lives and everything. So, you know, we get caught up in other things. Like, I have 10 million children. So sometimes I, like, kind of have to disappear with them.
No, that's understandable. And, you know, we have just come out of this long weekend with Easter this and Easter that. And, you know, my own mother was in town.
Oh, wow.
And but you know how it is when you're hosting your mother, ne? Because the place can never be clean enough because she will come in there and she'll find something that still needs fixing, something that still can be kept better. And you're like, Mama, but your standards are impossible.
You know what? My biggest thing is the cleanliness I can handle. You know, my mother's no longer with us, but I know when female relatives are coming over, I'm like, women find things even where they don't need to be found. So for me, it's always, hey, but now they're coming to visit. If I'm going to hide my toys.
Oh,
you know, you want
your grown-up toys.
Yes. So you want to hide them in a place where you're not hiding them because then they miss them. But if you keep them in a hiding place, they are revealed. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, you know what? I understand what you're saying, but...
Open hiding.
You see, nobody in the world could ever find my toys, ever. Mm. But, no, it's just because... And here's the thing. How do you find somebody's, you know, intimate things? Because now you went around looking around, isn't it? You were opening drawers,
you were looking for an extra dad.
You know, and you can't exactly say to, you know, your aunt or your grandmother, but why did you go through my stuff? You can't. Like, it's just wrong. But,
I tell them, I say, hey, don't go in there, you might find Mamlam. Then I can't be held responsible.
It was the Easter long weekend.
Yes.
We did the whole family thing with the extended family over the weekend. On Friday, we got together for a little, you know, eating, like picking out session, Yana.
Mm.
We arranged an Easter egg hunt for the little ones, which they loved. But then it was a problem afterwards because they were all high on chocolate and then all the mothers got upset and they're like, yeah, but it's your fault. One of my cousins, it was also her birthday. So we did that as well, you know, in combination. And then just being with family throughout the entire time. It was nice.
Oh, man.
But I was feeling exhausted yesterday. This is now Monday after, you know, my mother had left and everything. Because this is the thing with these so-called holidays is you get exhausted and then you need a break from the holiday itself.
Yeah. No, my holiday was a real holiday in that I bribed the nanny into not taking a holiday. And my kids were nail sprayed with the grandparents. So they were there 2 days before us. We joined them 2 days later and we left them a day early. So they're only coming back to Joburg today. And it's been great because, you know, I've managed to just disappear inside myself and go through what I need to go through. Like, it's so weird. I've met people who are like, teams, you know, like, comedians are always so, like, happy. How do you guys do it? And we're not. I actually honestly needed a time out. I needed a time out, and I've enjoyed my time out.
Now, I've heard this before, that comedians do suffer from episodes of depression every now and again. I think dentists are the only other profession in the world where, you know, with dentists, they've got the highest suicide rate. Ooh, I don't want to get morbid.
But the things they see inside the mouth, maybe. Hey,
but comedians, you guys do go through this thing where you are within yourself and you are not happy. I mean, we can't expect you to be happy all the time. That's just not how real life works.
I think it just gets magnified when people look at us and go, but you're the joy makers. You're the happy maker. How can the happy make a big unhappy.
Yeah.
You know? And for me, it's like, dude, you know, I have to really suck. When I bring you joy, where does your unhappiness go? I almost feel like, you know how therapists need to kind of debrief and get all of that angst out?
After hearing all your stuff,
I think in
and
a way,
taking it
on. I think comedians, we absorb so much of the gunk. And we feed you back the nice stuff. And at some point, we need a process where we get to detox ourselves of all that gunk.
That makes sense.
You know?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Interesting song that we started the show with. Konja Kimang, who's this? Lost Boys. Thank you, Duncan. I can't escape this life that I'm living.
I'm in a fix. I'm in love with two women.
So this thing of being in love with more than one person at a time. Because people still have debates, proper debates about this, and they're like, no, man, it just means that, like they say, you can't possibly be in love with more than one person. It just means that you love the one, but then you're keeping the other one around because it's nice.
But this is untrue. Because
like you want to have your cake and eat it too. No, this is what they say.
Yeah, maybe you want to have your cake or you want to have your Russian and eat it too.
Yeah, yeah.
Or your tinky. Oh, wait, I digress.
Yeah.
I don't think it's completely that because, you know, they even have terminology for it. I mean, there's people who are polyamorous and, you know, all of that.
Yeah, these are conversations
that are happening where relationships are being redefined, honey. And sometimes I do believe it's possible. It's possible. I don't know. I just feel like if we consider that all things like marriage and whatever are constructs at the end of the day. They're not really based on human nature. They're not really based on the evolution of people and how we relate to each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that it is possible to be in love with more than one person. Where the tricky part comes in is, what do you do about it? Do you have the resources to support more than one relationship? By resources, I mean, do you have the time resources? Do you have the financial resources if they're necessary? Do you have the emotional resources? You know what I mean? Because if you don't, then pick a lane, pick a struggle.
But then should we then not be asking the question of whether some things need to be redefined and relooked at? So, for example, the construct of marriage, the institution.
Yeah.
Do we place too much of an importance of sorts on marriage and what it should be and what it entails? Because, you know, the thing is, I've heard my entire life how hard marriage is, right? Mm. You hear from the elders and they're like, no, it's great on the day, but then marriage is work. And I always think to myself, but then why would I want to sign up for something that's so much work? If really and truly it's
you know how much work it is to be alive.
No,
you must breathe.
No, it's
you
not.
Must make sure cars don't run you
no,
over.
No, your body is smart. Your body is smart and it takes care of it. You know, like it's not nearly as, because now you're working with somebody else to try and work to a common goal. And the fact of the matter is, you don't always have the common goal, you and your partner. So then,
personally,
or am I just being lazy?
I was gonna say, I don't think marriage is hard. I think marriage is work. And there are times when you have the energy to do the work, and there are times when you don't have the energy to do the work. And it's about whether the other person can have enough energy for the both of you when you need them to be the ones who have the energy, enough energy so that you can replenish.
Which is hard.
It's hard, man. Even relationships by themselves. For me, marriage is just a relationship with the extra piece of paper involved. You know,
A very important extra piece of paper.
A very important piece. Yeah.
You know, depending on what you're.
People need to redefine marriage. All of them, honestly, being married for as long as I have, having, you know, and watching myself grow with this man. I mean, we were dating since we were just before we turned 21. And here we are now, we're 34. We've been married. And yes, we've had our challenges, bruh. It has not just been all rosy. And what I've realized is, if you're not married to someone you have the energy to go through such cuck with, don't do it. Don't bother. If you know that you honestly cannot for another mother's child find yourself physically and emotionally exhausted, don't do it. Because as long as you both know what you want, that's what matters. Have your own blueprint. You know what I mean? Like, have your own. When I've met couples who say, we're making it work, if you ask them, how are you making it work? Their making it work will never be the same as the next couple's making it work. So I think the most successful marriages that last forever are ones where the couple dictate their own rules. We go, yes, we found this institution. Are we getting married in the biblical sense of this is what the Bible says, this is what our vows say? But if that doesn't match your lifestyle, why are you forcing things? If you're a creative couple and you've had a creative relationship, then you get married and now suddenly you want to not be in a box. No, man. Make it work for yourselves. Like Jada and Will, right? Didn't they say they have like an open marriage situation?
Well, I think that was everybody else who was saying that they have an open marriage, but I've never actually heard
them saying
either one of them say, yeah, yes, we do, and yeah, speak openly about it. Yeah. But there must be something going on there because this question keeps coming up with Will and Jada. Now, on the extreme opposite end of the spectrum, you'll have people who've been married 4 or 5 times. Mm. And then these people get looked down upon. But in my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, but if you said this marriage thing is work, it means that this person has tried to make it work with four or five different people.
I'm sorry, my friend. If by number two you realize, I'm not mastering this marriage thing, yeah, I don't understand why you still keep going back. Because why can't you just jolla, my friend? Because it means you're having expensive relationships.
Because of all the stigma that is attached with, you know, being single at a certain age and still jollering, you know, there's things. No, but this is what happens to us, man, as people, this is world, we care a lot about what other people are saying, guys, about us. We genuinely do.
Buffett, this is not back in the day when there was so limited entertainment in the world. Right now, there's so much to do career-wise, entertainment-wise, just in terms of life-fulfilling stuff that I'm sorry, you can't just be getting married to go and break it up and try and get into it again. Why are you trying to get into it, man? Are you getting married for companionship? Are you getting married so that your kids have your surname with whoever you've had the baby with?
There's lots of
because your family expected, do it so that you can enjoy it. Do it on your terms, man. I've met couples who don't even go on holiday together. Like, one will be in Israel the one time, the other one is there in the Bahamas, but they're happy. They're happy because he's going, I hate those kinds of holidays, and she's going, I hate those kinds of holidays. So they enjoy them separately. They come back, they get to share each other's adventures, and they enjoy each other. You know, I think people should get married are people who know they're marrying someone who is open to their desires, open to the fact that people evolve and that they will grow and change together in that relationship.
Have you seen this show on TLC? It's called Married at First Sight.
John Nawi.
They put out a call to a whole bunch of people and they said, you know, we're doing a matchmaking fixing type of situation. So if you are interested, come through on such and such a day and, you know, we'll explain to you how everything works. These people responded to the advert. They arrived there and then they got told that, listen, the point of this show is to conduct a social experiment. So they've got a sexologist. Mm. They've got, I think it was a priest in the first season, and a therapist of some kind, like a psychologist, a psychiatrist or whatever. So they got all these experts in and they told these people, we are going to conduct a social experiment. These experts are going to choose a partner for you. You will only meet that partner on the day of your wedding at the aisle. And then when you get there, you must decide whether you do or you don't. Oh, if you do, the three of you are contractually obligated to live together for like 3 months or something to see if we'll make it work.
Yeah, so arranged marriage is situation. But you know what? Something like why it doesn't work for me is that at the back of your mind, you know you still have the option to leave. For me, the huge difference between...
Some people say that's part of the problem, which is why divorce rates are so high.
Because some people, their relationships last longer than marriages because they know, I can leave. I am choosing to stay. And then in marriage, some people act like I am forced to stay, you know? But for me, I'm like, man, divorces become so common. It's still a choice. It's still a choice whether you stay or not. You know what I mean?
Let's bring Obakeng in here. He's got something to say. Obakeng, hello?
Hello.
Yes. How are you?
I'm good on yourself.
Good. Go ahead.
Great, man. What do you want to comment on this thing that you guys are talking about? No? Well, first of all, you guys have a really, really great show, and I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
But in the words of the great Dr. Makhew, that is all you need in life. How about that? What's going on? Chapaga red card, chapaga red card,
kabalenja.
No, but you're thinking about the baradi chapaga stress again to the lower. Adi wale gan go.
Are you married?
So we're thinking if you can't do it, man, chapa red card, don't do it.
Are you married?
Am I married? No, I'm not.
Oh, so you decided, right, this thing is too heavy for me.
I'll go climb a mountain or something.
Because I don't know if it's different for you being a guy, but you know, for me, for example, every family gathering I have to deal with grandmothers and aunts and you know, all these women who are looking at me like, but why aren't you married yet? I don't imagine you feel the same pressure as a man, or do you?
Well, I didn't get the question. Like, the line just went bad for a little bit there.
I'm just wondering if it's the same for you as a man, the expectation and the pressure from, say, your family members, your to expect you to have been married by a certain age. Because
No, that expectation is definitely there. Trust me. You know, every time I don't put a ring on, you know what I mean. Mm. But I just feel like, you know what, I subscribe to my life however the way I'm going to subscribe to my life. Like, if you feel for something, I just not, you know, what I need, and they just not working. At the end of the day, can make something you could say, go on. Can make something you give everything for this mouth that I just brought into this life. Whenever I talk about this, you could have a lot of things I will get past regularly because I'm going to talk about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I can't do that. I just decided to everything. It's something that I do want. But if it's not really bringing me any joy, if it's not something that I really desire to have, then kisha, you know.
That's deep.
And I don't want anyone to dictate what I do enjoy and what I don't in my life. And it's unfair for anyone to go through that, particularly women. Because all the time, this pressure is put on you guys. Sometimes you say, "I don't know." Most of us in the city, you say, "I'm not feeling like you guys."
Oh my God, I'm bringing you all the way from here. Like, you are getting brownie points for days, Baba.
So, man, y'all deserve much more. The world does not give women enough credit for how powerful you guys are. Really.
Oh my God, are you straight?
Eh?
Are you straight?
I'm very straight.
Chanawi. Oh, I'm sure your black book is full.
Are you single?
No. Oh yes.
Yes, I am, actually.
Oh, are you? How old are you?
Yeah.
I like that you get to the meat of the issue. How old are you, Obakeng?
I'm 31.
31?
Yeah.
31.
31.
We'll make an exception. We're going to take your number now, Bona. You and Mabali will become my social experience. Experiment.
Okay.
So, ringa for number ya how. Thank you, Obakeng. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Obakeng. Bye-bye.
But, see a phone number.
Okay, then. Miss Matchmaker.
Bona, no. This is an enlightened young hug a man already.
Okay,
we're
supposed
to hug a man at the end of the show, but this man, we are sending him deep hugs. We are sending you topless hugs. That's the level of hug you're getting.
Kamatswele.
Okay. Because he's right. If you think about, you know, in Setswana and in Sesotho, and well, for me, in African languages, you know, you will have a single woman is called lefetwa. Lefetwa literally means one who's been passed by.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a thing that's been passed.
It's almost like the men got to pick you up and put them in your hand, and they're like, no, this one. And then they put you back down, and then every man that came through did the same thing.
Like you're in a pet shop or something.
And they all decided, we're passing this one by.
Is there a term for an unmarried man?
No,
exactly.
Of course not.
A woman is lefetwa. Look at English. English is also guilty.
Yeah.
Because if you're single, you're miss somebody. Like you've missed something. Miss. But if you're a single man, you're a master. Or you're a master of a universe. Like, you're empowered by this fact that you're untaken. But if you're a woman, you're a miss. Oh, you missed something. Hey, you've been missed by... I think, man. Women, we shouldn't just get married just because society dictates.
No.
I mean, there are also people who get married just so they can have sex guilt-free. Because they're like, yeah, but isn't it? I mustn't have sex before marriage. Now I must get married. No, guys.
No, guys.
I believe everything... in its time. I'm not saying, okay, now we're going to get deep into religion and say this is when religion had a point. I'm just saying with everything, look at it. Like, for example, in the Bible, they were saying people mustn't eat pork. Do you know why? The two hooves. Remember the two hoof story?
I don't remember.
You know why? Because at that time, it was like, you know, when there was that mad cow disease situation going on. So there was something like that going on back in that time where animals had some kind of illnesses and it was like, don't eat that shit because those animals are dying.
But then how did the Pope, because the Pope was the one who said, you must not eat this meat.
No, but I'm saying when you read in the Bible, in that time, in that era, there was that cart going down. It was like, don't eat these animals because isn't it, there's this plague or whatever, okay, that's going around, right, and you find it in this animal, so don't eat it. So, yeah. And then there was the whole thing with, oh, Jesus cast the demons into the pig. Then it's like, oh, don't eat it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, in today's age,
yeah, it's allowed.
I'm sorry, guys. You are eating it and we're not getting sick, right? So I'm just saying, with everything, pick what seems relevant to you. If you're going to get married, but you know you want to chow out, then obviously you have that conversation with your guy of, yeah, but my guy, while we are dating, me and you, we are doing takeout once in a while. Are we saying we're getting married and stopping takeout? Or we're getting married and saying, this is official home, this is official restaurant, but we'll take out and be okay with that.
But you know what else is important is to acknowledge and to hear what your partner is saying when they say that they don't want X or they want,
yes,
Y. Because another big problem, and I think this is more commonly with us as women, is we try and change these people. We try and change these men. Mm. But at the end of the day, you can't be trying to force something down somebody else's throat, because if that's not what they want, then, you know, 10 years down the line, it's going to blow up in your face, isn't it?
I'm sorry, that sounded so much like you're describing a blowjob that someone doesn't like.
No,
you.
No, no.
Down my throat and then explodes in your face. My thing is this. You know, you speak about stats of suicides and stuff. Do you know that the highest number of depressed women are married?
I that does not surprise me entirely. You know why? Because it's a lot to take on. You are somebody's wife, so you're dealing with another, you know, another grown human being in this situation.
Then there's society and dictator.
Then there's society and all the expectations that they have of you as a woman, and then as a wife. Then there's also the expectations of your in-laws, your friends, you know, who are sitting quietly on the outside, judging your every move, criticizing you where they feel that it's in their place to step in. Then you become a mother.
Oh,
then
Lord.
You're also a career woman. Then you are, like, it doesn't.
Then you must still be a beast in the bedroom.
Then you must still be. Then you must still be a freak in the bedroom, even though out in public your husband expects you to be this classy lady.
This,
so that doesn't surprise me entirely.
It's an unsolvable X, this thing, man. Let's talk about the next thing.
Okay, no, that's fine. Listen.
Speaking of unsolvable X's, yes.
Yes?
Our next topic of discussion.
Okay. No, because I was watching an episode of, I can't remember what TV show it was. But anyway, in this episode, two girls who are very close friends, basically the one friend discovers that her friend is now doing the dirty nasty with an ex-boyfriend of hers, and she gets upset and she blows up and she's like, how could you? Girl code, guy code. I know that they're all these codes. I don't know that that is entirely logical, though. For you to expect your friend to never, ever, ever, even if it meant that these two people would end up being in love with each other and possibly even end up spending the rest of their lives together. This expectation to not want your friend to hook up with an ex of yours. Because if the two of you were not friends, what would stop her from hooking up with him or vice versa?
But,
no, I mean, logically speaking, if we can try and take our emotions out of the situation. He's an ex of yours. You're done with him. For whatever reason, it's finished.
But what if I was really into him? What if I was really into him?
It doesn't matter because now it's over.
Yeah, but now you're my friend, Keita. And you know, I used to tell you how this one, I call him Cirque du Soleil because we're hanging off the chandelier. And you know, he's got me doing the splits. And now you hook up with him and I'm thinking, so I told you about the splits I was doing with him. So now you're doing those same splits with him. You know what I mean? Like you're Cirque du Soleil-ing with my ex, Cirque du Soleil. It's a little awkward because, obviously, especially for girls, I've told you what me and this ninja have been doing.
Yeah, because that's what we do. We talk about each other's boyfriends.
We do, we share. And you see, this is where women are wrong. Because the more we tell each other, guys, women, can I just tell my sisters right now? If I'm sitting here and I'm telling this girl how my man is packing, how he hits it hard, how I'm walking funny in the morning, she, a part of her is becoming more and more curious and going, I wouldn't mind me a little taste of that. And then next thing when you move out, it's like, here's the space, I'm going to jump in. And so in a way, we are also to blame for that situation because now when I say I've left him, they're going, how about now the meat is open for chowing. And then when the person jumps in, you get upset. But for me, I feel like, don't let it be a surprise. Warn me. So that even if I have an issue with it, when I see it, it doesn't shock me as hard. I'm saying this because I have a friend who hooked up with an ex hookup of mine. And by the time they hooked up, you know, I was married. I was cool. But yassi, man, I was so uncomfortable. when they broke up, I don't think I've ever been so damn relieved in my life.
But
and I was like, but we are married. Why must it matter?
Where does that discomfort come from? Is it just a jealousy thing? Is
yes.
it a
It also feels a little incestuous. It's like, but I've eaten in there, man. It's unhygienic. But why are you dipping where I've dipped? It's wrong. It's no, man. I don't know. I feel like the code is important. You can't do my ex, guy. I'm sorry. No. Have you had somebody do your ex? The way you are so adamant about this.
No,
have you done somebody's ex? You see now.
No, I haven't done somebody. No, I have not.
If
done,
I left my man, if my
I
husband,
haven't done somebody's
if my
ex.
Husband and I break up and you sleep with him, you, I will. Yes, see.
You will
no,
kill
dude.
Me.
No, dude. It's not. You'll be dead to me.
But then what?
No, my
okay, no, look. I'm just asking the question because I hear a lot of emotions being involved here. And I'm pretty sure is it the same for guys?
Yo, for guys, it's ego, no khali. It's like, I was tapping that, now you're tapping
and now
that,
you are in like, there. And he's like, Ibil, I'm going to go back in just to show you that I still feature in
dude.
That one's... It's all ego. It's all emotions.
I think it's all ego.
But
although I do know two guys who I found this very weird. This guy wanted this chica, but he was involved with someone else. So he's like, my friend date this chick in the meantime while I wrap up things this side. The friend dates this chick and screws Bob. When this guy broke up with the other chick, the other guy left this chick so that this chick could hook up with the friend. And then when I see all three of them hanging out, I'm like, but this is just not feeling right.
That is
like,
incestuous.
Nah.
That is incestuous.
Oh, so that can... See, but what's the difference?
Because
the only difference
No, because
is,
the two
No,
of them,
the only difference here is agreement.
No.
Yeah, the only difference is they've agreed that they're doing
they
it.
They have concocted
my,
it. They planned it.
My,
ne?
My
they orchestrated. This one said, Bona, you hold on to this. And then when I am when I come back to fetch it, then you must give it back to me. No
like,
questions
babysit
asked.
Her for me.
No,
that, you babysit this cooch for me.
That sounds worse to me than it just being a random situation.
I don't know, Mabali. I would not be comfortable with a good friend of mine. If I know you, you're an acquaintance, and we're not really friends, like we don't hang out, and I don't have to see you guys together, then it's cool. Do it. But imagine, man, you guys are sitting there kissing, and he starts doing something to your ear, and I go, "Ooh, I remember how that felt." Ayman, it's awkward. It's awkward. No, I don't agree. Please move on. Let's change this topic. It's making me uncomfortable.
0861-555-189 is the number to dial. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, Lee Watson on Twitter says, "No, my hubby hooked up with me, his friend's ex, 20 years ago. Very happy, plus two kids, soulmates." Yeah, but now this is my thing. Is what
they
if,
are the exception, not the rule.
Okay, fine. They might be the exception and not the rule. But who's to say? That because, I mean, if a relationship didn't work out with you and your man, and then he meets the next woman, and that next woman happens to be your friend, why must you and your emotions get in the way of two other people going about their business in the same way that you've gone about your business with your new man?
Oh, but did you see the rest of Lee's message? Needless to say, their friendship didn't last, sadly. Exactly.
Okay, then.
There were casualties, Kaida. Casualties. Yeah.
Okay,
there are casualties involved. Ooh, I need a musical interlude. You're disturbing me.
Okay,
I'm so
all right. Who was it? Obakeng phoned in and he spoke about Dr. Maikheu, ne? So here it is. thank you. CliffCentral.com, sipping tea, although...
Little fella guy, where will you end up?
As we do, we rarely sip tea, to be honest.
To be honest,
we
and
sip everything else but tea, but that's fine because we are all grown-ups here, and it's completely okay. I was talking to Sia Sangweni Finn, who I have... sometimes a bit of an inappropriate relationship with because for some I'm always like, you know, spanking his bum doing things like that. It's complete sexual harassment in the workplace completely.
Yes.
Anyway, because he was telling me a story about how he was out clubbing the one night with a girl that he just met. And the two of them really hit it off, you know, and they were dancing the whole night and they were drinking and they were getting to know each other and it's like, yes, girl, yes. And then she wanted to go to the ladies, the bathroom, but then she said, "Oh, you know what? I need to go to the loo. Come with me." And she took his hand and she like forced him into the bathroom, and he got in there and he was like, "But." Like, she not only got him into the ladies' room with him, she got him into the little, what, the stall or the cubicle or whatever you call it. And, you know, I often wonder as women whether we just cross these lines with gay guys because we assume that just because I'm comfortable with you, this is okay. You know, like, it's okay for you to touch my boobies because you're a gay guy, but don't touch my boobies if you're a straight guy because that's just weird. And I was saying to Sia, you know, I often wonder if this is the case. And he's like, yeah, because you bitches think that everything is okay and it's not always okay. Like, know the boundaries, know the lines of being inappropriate.
It's true. I mean, I have met those girls who, for some reason, have decided homosexuality means no decorum. It means no boundaries. It means... this is a girlfriend. No, it's not a girlfriend. No, it's a gay man.
It's not your girl.
It's not your girl. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're not flashing vijayjay in front of each other. No, you still even have female friends who won't let you flash their own your vijayjay in front of theirs.
But then for some reason you think it's okay for you to get undressed in front of him because you're thinking, but you know,
even
I'm
me,
comfortable
I think,
with
him. Even me, I think that is awkward. I agree that some girls just, they must just arrest themselves. Please, you tarry. Because also, I'm saying this because, you know, and I know straight women who've had sex with gay men. So just because
knowingly.
Their sexual preference is men, yes, knowingly, where it's like, Vona, we are having a good time, he didn't get hooked up, you didn't get hooked up, and then you hook up. So at the end of the day, I don't know, it's just, I don't know, man.
Then doesn't then that imply that there's a bit of bi...
Okay, let me ask a stupid question then.
There is no such thing
this
as
thing
a stupid...
Of no, but okay, because they do this with the gay guy, do they do that with a straight girl or gay girl? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Probably not.
I wouldn't just randomly undress in front of you, Mabali. Like, we get I wouldn't pull you and pull you to the toilet with me and undress in front of me.
I would never do
it's
that.
It's almost as if...
Mabali, this is the thing. I would never do that with any of my female friends.
Yes.
Okay, yeah,
so
we'll go to the loo together, but why
guy?
Must you come in with me? And then there's me dropping my stuff.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there while I'm checking. No, I wouldn't do that.
It's like they get fascinated with the lack of erection when they're naked. Like, they're going, I want to see if I'm so hot. You will still get turned on by the fact that I'm naked, even though you don't do women. Like, I don't get it.
Do you think that that's what it is?
It might be that, because I don't understand that kind of behavior.
But you remember there was also a time where it was trendy for, because, and this was something that Sia said. He was like, women, for some reason, want to have a gay friend because as if, like, we're some kind of commodity to them.
Yeah, it was
like
a great accessory.
Like an accessory. Like, oh my God, me and my gay best friend. No. No.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Yeah.
Stop it with immediate effect.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's blurring the lines.
It's right down there with the white folks and their black babies. You know those. I mean, it's for I believe a lot of these people, it's a genuine thing where, you know, it's hard to find a white baby and you end up with a black baby. And but then there was a time where it did feel like, hey man, why does it feel like every white person is pulling out their black baby and walking so that they look cool? And then it probably wasn't the situation, but that's how it was being read.
That's how it was being perceived.
Yes, because it was like, hey man, why does it feel like out of nowhere all of a sudden all of these simpais and
Imbalis
are coming out?
Imbali, please.
But back to the matter at hand, Norman. Me, I don't know. I don't understand. And it's always been the fly chicks. It's always been the fly chicks who are doing that with a gay best friend. Don't you think?
Mm.
I haven't seen a nasty one. It's always been the fly, skinny ones, and
like the popular girl.
I was like, is this part of their no eating program? Like, we don't eat. We hang out with the cake guy. Maybe it was to ward off the straight guys who might try and get with you, and then they are worried that you're gonna pass them on to your gay friend if you don't take them. So maybe it was a defense measure to keep guys from hitting on. Actually, I never got it, but I also do know for South Africa, sometimes we follow trends that come from the US, and it does. Doesn't make any cultural sense to us, but then we follow trends because we've seen it on TV. You know what I mean? So there is also that. Like, I've always waited to see if anyone's gonna walk around with a chihuahua in their handbag.
Have you seen that happen as yet?
Luckily, no.
Not even in Sandton.
No, but I did see them trying to run with dogs, and I was like, you know, that's not your dog. Because you're trying to look like, oh, I've arrived. I even own dogs that can run with me, not chase me.
Do you watch the show called Girls? with Lena Dunham. She's the creator of the show.
Anyway, I watch TV, my friend. Me, I don't watch
TV. You know what? That's actually a good thing. No. Because it's such a complete waste of time, number one, where you could be doing something more productive.
Yes.
Number two, a lot of the stuff, like a great majority of the stuff that we watch on TV is just not...
Hogwash.
Especially when it comes to reality television.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff is rubbish nonsense.
But I like reality TV. At least I feel so much better about myself. Like, you see certain people and you're like, yeah, I'm all right. I'm doing okay.
In this episode of Girls, this woman, Lena, she comes across, or for some reason, she ends up, like, with her boyfriend's phone in her hand.
Yeah.
But he's there watching her. So it's not like a thing of, I stole your phone because I want to go through it. Yeah. She's just... And then she's going through this. Oh no, I think he wanted to show her a message to read, or wanted to he wanted to show her a picture of something. So she took his phone, saw the picture, and was like, haha, that's funny. And then she starts scrolling.
Ah, scrollers. Scrollers are a problem. Yo, scrollers are a problem.
Aren't we all scrollers, though?
Yo.
This is why.
We need a non-scrolling app. Can the nerds who are listening right now, can you give us an app which is called Just This Pick? This would be an app called Just This Pick. And when you put it on Just This Pic, when you want to show someone that picture, that's all they can see. They can scroll. The minute they scroll, it must just show them a cartoon or lock your phone. Because I hate that. I detest that.
Mm.
I'm showing you one thing.
Yeah.
I learned the hard way. I used to be a scroller.
Mm.
Ask me how I stopped being a scroller, my friend.
How did you stop being a scroller?
Although, I wasn't scrolling out of curiosity. Actually, I scrolled because you were saying he thinks the photo before is better. So on the phone, I wasn't sure if before you swipe left or right. Because you know, the phones are not the same. Sometimes you swipe left and then that's how you go back. But sometimes you... Anyway, I swipe. Do I not meet a woman's private part?
Mm.
But not... prettily put, like the way you'd find it in a Playboy magazine, where it's like this child was anatomically showing this guy, this is whereupon you will enter. I could not unsee what I saw.
Oh no.
And he could not reverse what had just happened.
No, he could
and
not.
Then he tried to explain the presence of this picture, and I was like, the more you explain it, the more you make me see it again.
And the worse
walk
it
away,
becomes.
The worse it becomes. And worse, it wasn't even a friend who's like my fola bra, where I can just walk away from this thing. It was like, ha, but we know each other, but we know, oh gosh.
This is why I go, I break out in a cold sweat when I have to hand over my phone to someone. Because when I'm trying to show you a picture, I will get up, I'll walk over to you, I'll keep the phone in my hand, and I'll show you that picture. Because I don't want that thing to... Because, you know, you end up in WhatsApp groups with people sending you dumb stuff. It's not even incriminating pictures of myself. It's just pictures of...
But then it's automatically being downloaded.
Exactly.
Then it's simple. You go to your settings in WhatsApp and you select that thing. You know where in media, you select that it mustn't automatically download media that's sent to you. That way you can dictate what goes into your thing and what doesn't. Secondly, download apps where you can go and all your dodgy pictures, you can just go and store them in there, and it's in a hidden file that nobody can open without a passcode. It's even hidden like from your interface. Rather do that. If you know you like dodgy pictures, don't offer people to see pictures unless you know they're a scroller. Then you must hold the phone and dictate the circumstances and circumcisions under which they're going to look at this picture. Don't just hand people phones, because you know the thumb is a naughty thing, and so is the brain. Sometimes the thumb is doing it, but the brain is like, ah, but thumb, I didn't say scroll. But thumb is like, yeah, but me, I was moving with the niceness of this thing. And then brain, then the eyes are like, yo, brain, do you see what I see? Brain is like, oh my God, I'm trying to shut down, I can't shut down. By which time thumb is like, but I'm already here. Eyes are like, yeah, but I've already recorded. And then it's like, what do we do? Then it's an awkward situation.
Awkward. So this woman, she starts scrolling on this boyfriend's phone of hers.
Oh, Lord.
And then she comes across pictures of naked girls, right? And then she's like, And she scrolls some more, and she says, but why do you have pictures of your... in fact, it was... she says, who are these women, and why do you have their pictures on your phone? And he said, oh, no, those are pictures of my ex-girlfriend.
Ah, boy. Now, the art of a simple lie, my friend. Must you say those are they are naked and you're saying they're your exes? Are you mad?
So she says, why do you have pictures of your naked ex-girlfriends on your phone? And he says, because I masturbate to them.
Hallelujah. If I had known this was where this conversation was going, I would have shut up a long time ago. What?
So she gets upset, obviously. And then she, you know, she asks some of her friends, her girlfriends, and the one friend is like, would it be different if it was a picture of a naked porn star?
Yes!
And she says, well, I just don't understand why he's, you know, he's masturbating to anybody else but me.
Because he's shagging you. Why must he?
No, but this is where this is where I also was like, no, but now you're being silly.
I might.
Because when you, as a woman, are fantasizing about some hunky big thing that comes, picks you up, throws you over his shoulder, takes you to the bedroom and does things. That's not your man. That's not your husband or your boyfriend. That is somebody else, like a Tay Diggs or some Morris Chestnut or somebody, you know?
Yeah, it's like when the brother brings you a cucumber, but you're fantasizing about an aubergine. I don't know why women must be funny about these things, because fantasy is fantasy and it's fantastic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like my man, I'm not a fantasy. I'm not a figment of his imagination. I'm here. He can do whatever he wants. If he has to pretend I'm Pamela Anderson for him to do what he needs to do that he would do to Pamela Anderson, boom, I'm down. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Why must you have all these things on your phone, though? That's weird. And especially because it's exes. Because for me, I feel like, you know, you have your websites, and then you have your memory. There's also that bank. There's that bank. No one can scroll through your brain. Brothers, no one can scroll through your brain. Can't you just store it in there?
But sometimes, okay, see this memory thing, and maybe it's because I have such a terrible memory, and I really, really do. Like, I can't remember some of the things that happened at 7 o'clock
this morning.
But all
you need to do is picture this dude.
But the thing is, it's so much nicer to see evidence than to just recall it from my downloads in my memory bank.
Don't put it in your person's face that you...
No, not don't put it in your person's face, but, you know, I'm just saying, like, if, you know, if it was pictures of naked porn stars on the phone, would that suddenly comfort her as, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Then you're going to be... Okay, here's my thing. If you're going to be pissed off that he is helping himself over these people who are... Most of them not even in his life, right? Are you then going to be upset that he's also having dreams? Because, you know, you can't... What I'm saying is you cannot control what goes on in people's subconscious or in their heads or in their dreams. I don't know. Me, I don't have a problem with that. If that's what he's doing, awesome. Because then she says, no, I want him to masturbate to me. Then if he does it, and she's in the room, then she's upset. Ah, why are you touching yourself?
No, because then she went so far as to, because then her friends were like, yeah, but so then just take pictures of yourself and send them to him, and then he can masturbate to that. And then she did. But it was like, but
I don't know, guys. But I'm not the man. I can't speak for the man. I don't know.
It just screams of a certain kind of insecurity, though, if you are expecting your partner to...
You want to be the center of his universe.
But you're not, though.
But you're not. You can't... You see, I think this is another place where, you know, I feel like our conversation is coming full circle. Because then it goes into that whole marriage thing again, where when you're with someone, it's not about ownership. It is not about ownership. It's about companionship. It's about a common ground. It's about I'm into this person, and you know what I mean. They are a priority in a certain aspect of who I am. I cannot expect that my man. In fact, I'd be worried if my man could only be turned on by me and nothing else and no one else. Hi, bo. That doesn't make me feel special. What makes me feel special is knowing that there's so much stimuli out there, but I'm the stimulus he picks to return to all the time. And I think it's the same for men and women. There's lots of stimuli out there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know that he can picture what you do to that thing and then touch himself, and then he comes to you and he does even better with you than what he does to himself, trauma. What are you complaining about? Why? Do you have a problem with it? Do you have a problem with the idea of a man, if he's yours,
no,
touching himself to other people?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because when I'm fantasizing about my own thing, you better believe that I'm picturing all the other different guys that stimulate me.
You just get warm. You're like, oh, my uterus just melted.
Did we already covered hugger men today?
No, we covered hugger men. Because, Oba King, Kiri, you are getting hugs. You are getting fully clothed hugs, silky hugs, Rihanna hugs, Beyonce hugs. You are getting that big mama who is really round with the big booby hugs. You are getting all manner of hot hugs. But this is, you know, since we've already hugged the men, I actually do have a question where, you know, with men, it's interesting how when they speak and they talk about a woman's boobies and a woman's curves, and even in the songs, the way they describe these men. And how do we objectify men? And do they feel dirty? Or does it make them
don't feel dirty.
Hot about
they
it?
They do not feel dirty in any way whatsoever.
So can we write a song where we... I think we should write a song and put it on Cliff Central where we just objectify men just for a little bit and then just to as a social experiment where
I'm
we
down.
Just think about those pecs and that bum and that big nose with that Adam's apple that feels like Adam's pear.
And his stroke game.
And this...
Yeah. No, we should do it. I don't think that they feel...
See what happens.
I don't think men would feel objectified at all if women were singing songs about them in that way.
Yeah, without even going to their junk. Just go everywhere else except there. Because with us, funny enough, I never hear them mention about that thing, that one.
Yes,
the
they
diamond.
Do.
No, but I never heard them mention the diamond. I've heard them mention the
yes,
packaging.
They, yes,
no,
they.
But they talk about the packaging.
No,
they
but... No.
In the songs.
No,
it's
but,
about the packaging.
No, but in these songs, when they're speaking about the packaging, it alludes to what they anticipate that diamond to be like. They're like, that diamond must be power.
But they never go into it, though. It's always just the, look at how it's...
Okay, but everything leads to the diamond, though, for them. I'm assuming. I don't know.
We must write that song.
No, we will do it. We will get our creative juices flowing. We will do this.
Easy. See what you did there.
Okay.
I get them juices flowing.
Oh, I have not picked I have not picked a song for us to.
No, but can
Oh, no, but I've got the song.
Please do me right. Please tell me it's going to be what I'm hoping it's going to be.
It's going to be what you're hoping
to be. Oh, my girl.
Because you requested it. And because if Dumi requests.
Yes,
it,
queen. Yes.
She must get it.
Yes.
And we'll be back with you next week, Tuesday.
We will, hopefully.
No, we will. Hopefully.
And we'll be less naughty.
No, we won't.
We won't? Oh my gosh, are the gloves off?
We must not lie.
Are we ungovernable?
We will be honest, is all we can promise
my
you.
My poor father-in-law asked me, father-in-law,
does he
yesterday
to
he said, listen, we're driving back to Joburg tomorrow.
Must not do that
thing. Can we listen to your show with the kids? And I said, listen, I can't guarantee. So I'm hoping. I'm praying though.
So if
Kintate Tony,
if you've been listening, I apologize on behalf of your daughter-in-law. Sipping tea, cliffcentral.com.
This is cliffcentral.com.